I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, hello, chickens. Let us go through the trailer for next time. I know there's nothing really extra in it than was already in the episode at the end, but we start with the Weeping Angel Doctor, terrifying. Then there's an old military guy and an ood. And then Yaz and Dan saying, we've been in this decade for 3 years now. Oh, wow. Carvanista saying that the Earth's shield is able to be gotten through. Then we get Kate Stewart talking to the Grand Serpent outside what looks like the TARDIS. Oh, lots of stuff going on there. And then we get Vinda and Old Mate Mutton Chops. And then Swarm and Azure saying, it's working just as we planned. And that's all we get. So there's a lot going on in the next episode, which will be on Monday. Survivors of the Flux. And look, I really don't know what's coming up. It's all terrifying. I mean, I've read the blurbs for the next two, and they're both fairly obtuse. It's like, you know, oh, everything's coming to an end. I hope everyone's fine. but we do have a teaser for the New Year's Day episode, the festive special, as they call them, which always sounds kind of like it's gone off. But the teaser image is the TARDIS with a whole bunch of wounds to it, but it looks like, you know, with the light leaking out, which makes me think, oh, okay, so that storyline's not going to end by the end of these six episodes. The next two specials, by the way, the New Year's Day special, and then there's another one in spring, European spring, so our autumn. So that they were filmed as part of this. So it was originally going to be 8 episodes, and then they've turned 2 of the episodes into festive specials. So I guess the other one is what happens around spring. I guess our autumn is like Easter, maybe around then. And then the very last one, the Regeneration special, which is going to be later in the year, our spring, European autumn. That's been filmed separately to all of these. Anyway, it says the first of the first 22, which is because next year is 2022. And James in the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group says the infinity symbol is hidden in the date 2022. Yeah, I wonder if that's, maybe it's called Doctor Who Infinity, like this is called Doctor Who Flux. That would be the simplest answer, but I'm sure it's something more horrific. but yeah, oh, so let's get onto some of your theories. Squally on Patreon says, the little girl did warn them. Oh yes, when I was complaining that she didn't warn them properly. I mean, she did, but she was weirdly obtuse about it. She said the priest was yelling at her for scaring everyone with the flyers on everyone's doors. He knew it was her, probably because she'd been doing similar things for years. Get out of the village! Even though she said get out of the village, she stayed behind because she wanted to see herself because she remembered being there. Squally also says, we're going to do a rewatch after this is all over, right? New theories, new discussions while knowing how it ends. I mean, look, yes, technically, but there won't be enough time. Because, you know, it'll take me like a week to do one episode. These episodes are so densely packed. My recaps will go for months. And there's another episode with less than a month after episode 6 goes to air. So we'll have probably a week of holding our breath and wondering what's going on. as a response to Matt's letter from the previous episode, Squally says, when this is all completed and we start rewatching it, I'm going to make a point of writing you an email full of all the things that have captured my fangirl heart while watching this storyline play out. I think that after that email, even I need a reset. Oh, sweet pea. Tim on the Facebook group has said this has possibly been the best setup to a Doctor Who series ever. So many theories about the baby and the flux and the diamond faces and everything, but really only one hope. Please stick the landing. Oh, he's in the Matt world. I know it rarely happens, old series and new series. Oh, and let me tell you, there are some episode 4s in the Big Finish series that I'm like, why? Why are we here now? We've had 3 really good episodes and now we're here in some craziness. It also happens in, you know, a lot of things, like big budget movies. You get to the end, it's like, oh, this is now just a CGI fight between weird dragon creatures. I don't want to see it. But yeah, Tim says, I think we'd love to see this one pay off. And 4 finger crossed emojis. One important theory, though, when the Doctor was sonicking old mate Jericho's TV, she programmed it to record BBC every Saturday night in the 60s. So we should be getting a whole heap of missing episodes appearing soon. Well, we are. I just took delivery, thanks to lovely Matt, whose email I read yesterday. He sent me a copy of Galaxy 4 on Blu-ray, so I'm very excited about watching that. I've also got Evil of the Daleks that I haven't watched as an animated. So the old episodes are turning up, and they've just announced this week that Abominable Snowmen will be turning up in the new year. So, you know, once all of these new episodes are over, I can go back to continuing my watch of all the Great Intelligence stories because we watched The Snowman. And the next one, I think, was going to be the name of the Doctor or the time of the Doctor? It's the something of the Doctor when Richard E. Grant comes back. And then I want to watch the one where Richard E. Grant plays the Doctor. Oh my God, there's so many episodes left to watch. this podcast is going to go on forever. I thought doing it daily meant I would get through episodes quickly. No, it still takes me an entire week to do one episode. Kendall has said, I have a theory, Timeless Hitchhiker Edition. So in one of the earlier Flux episodes, time was referred to as evil, and obviously the Crystal Face gang is all about time smashing up space. What if the whole Timeless Child thing isn't just referring to the Doctor's ability to continuously regenerate, aka making her timeless? What if there's something inherently timeless or anti-time about her? Ooh. Also, after rewatching the most recent episode, I'm too scared to watch it again. I noticed that when the Weeping Angel inside Claire did the creepy possession voice when the professor was interviewing her, the Weeping Angel said something along the lines of, "The end is coming again, just like before," which felt very Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, where the Earth was rebooted. How many times has this loop been played out? The Weeping Angel also said she won't escape this time. So clearly the Doctor was there last time the end came, but somehow escaped it. Oh, yes. What if when the fugitive Doctor was hiding on Earth in, you know, with the chameleon arch, is that what it was called? with, you know, smash the light thing. What if this is that playing out? So, you know, they've come for the fugitive Doctor, but because they've crossed timelines now, they've gotten Our doctor, oh my God, this is amazing. I love this. Daniel says, I have a theory that the doctor got caught or turned into an angel on purpose, like she has a plan. She has to have gotten caught as part of a plan. I literally can't see any other way out. And the whole I'm fast and going to outrun this weeping angel, nah, I don't buy it. That's all I have. But also my cheeks hurt from smiling and laughing through your chat with Cal. Oh, Cal Wilson, what a delight. So Daniel sent this one yesterday when the episode for yesterday had gone up on Patreon but went missing from Acast. So I apologize to everyone for that. I eventually got it up 12 hours later. When I went to upload the next episode, I was like, where's number 18? Why is that not there? So huge apologies for the late, late, late arrival of everything. And also thanks to other Peter, second Peter, who let me know the Patreon episode didn't go up last night and I managed to fix that within half an hour instead of 12 hours. look, I've got fat fingers. I'm trying to do too many things at once. I'm crazy. Also, a great message from Adam, who has been a bit disappointed with some of the episodes, but he just messaged immediately after it. Loved it. Thought of you with contact. Also rich with Pertwee Easter eggs. Pertwee Easter eggs. Adam, Pertwee Easter eggs is the best. It's almost as good as Basement Under Siege. Adam says, I'm wondering if the Division is not a Gallifreyan organization. Oh, yes, that's exciting. And also if the Doctor is going to end up teaming up with old mate Idris in me face to bring the Division down. Oh, teaming up with Swarm to defeat the Division. That, I mean, that feels very Doctor Who to have to have, you know, how many times did the Doctor have to team up with the Master to defeat some other terrible thing? And maybe, oh, what if Swarm and the Doctor have to team up to destroy the Flux? This is great. All right, more thoughts and theories on Monday after the new episode, Survivors of the Flux. And, you know, there's a picture online of Kate Stewart with the UNIT logo. So obviously UNIT is back from being Brexited to nothing. And also, I'll have a very special guest on our second episode next week. Barjo will be joining me. maybe. but yes, I'm getting the whole gang back together eventually, one week at a time.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.